Good morning, New York. This is the Cats Roundtable, and with us today is Governor David Paterson to give us an update on the week, what happened in New York City, New York State, what's going on, and don't forget, Tuesday's the election. Good morning, Governor Paterson.
Well, they had the last debate Tuesday night for mayor of the city of New York between Eric Adams, the Brooklyn Borough president, and the president of the Guardian Angels, Curtis Sliwa. I thought it was a very strong debate on both sides. I thought they were both very well prepared. The registration in New York, though, is 7-1 Democrat to Republican. Some poll says that Adams is 36 points ahead of Curtis. I think Curtis Sliwa was able to use the fact that he was already well known, as opposed to Meliotakis and some of the other people who ran for mayor. And I think this is like 62-38, which might not sound like a good performance for a Republican, but that's how it is in New York City right now. I grew up in Nassau County. Democrats never won out there for like 50 years. So that's where New York City is right now. So that's how I think that will turn out. Now we have
many other elections. We have Nassau County, Todd Kominski running for DA. And he was the author of the bail reform law. And you have Ann Donnelly, who's a district attorney.
Todd Kominski was the author of the bail reform law. The bail reform law did cure some issues that I think that most people agreed needed to be cured. But the bill went way further than that. And then when asked to come back and kind of make some adjustments, the Senate Democrats didn't do that. And that may be the downfall of Todd Kominski when he tries to run for DA. He will still be a state senator, so you don't have to worry. He won't be unemployed. But Ann Donnelly has mounted a pretty strong campaign, and it's all about the bail reform. So good chance for her there.
And even Newsday, the Democratic leaning newspaper, has endorsed Ann Donnelly.
That is correct. Now, John, in Buffalo, New York, we have a very interesting situation. The Democrat, Byron Brown, who first became mayor in 2005, running for his now fifth term, was beaten in the primary by a socialist candidate by the name of India Walton. Now, Brown wanted to run as an independent in spite of the fact that Walton run the Democratic primary, but Brown didn't have enough signatures to get on the independent line.
Wow.
So he is now a write-in candidate. And oddly enough, I saw the former Attorney General, Dennis Vacco, who served from 94 to 98. And he is a lawyer up in Buffalo. The Republicans are siding with Byron Brown because they're so afraid of India Walton if she wins. So they call it write him down Brown because you can't vote for him. I don't know that write-in candidates that can overcome the party nominee. And Senator Chuck Schumer supported the party nominee. What do you think about what's going on in Buffalo, John?
Well, my God. I mean, I think I believe in common sense Democrats. I believe in the middle of the road Democrats. And I've supported many, many of them. And I am disappointed in Democrats that don't have the courage to stand up against socialists. What do you say to that?
I'm disappointed by that, too. And frankly, as an African-American, socialists have been working on the African-American community, socialists and communists, going back to the 30s and the 40s and the 50s. They almost wrecked the civil rights campaign of Dr. Martin Luther King. He finally had to throw some people who had communist affiliations out of his movement. And yet, if you ever read the book Invisible Man by Ralph Ellison, it's about an African-American who joins one of these groups and then finds out that they are even more racist than the racist that he thought he was fighting. I've been somewhat surprised that they have made inroads in communities that certainly need what they're talking about, but there's no record that they've ever delivered it, not in this country or anywhere else.
And other races, you've got Staten Island, you have Vito Fasella.
Well, Vito Fasella, your frequent guest, I think, will win the borough presidency in Staten Island. He's worked very hard. The Democrat is not a bad person or candidate at all. He's the type of middle-of-the-road Democrat that you like, John. But Vito Fasella has a kind of a a mystique about him, and I think his supporters have wanted to come out and be there for him, you know, ever since he left Congress.
Now, on the big picture, on the country, the Republicans are saying that the two gubernatorial elections going on in New Jersey and Virginia, they're saying that it's too close to call. The Democrats are saying that's a lot of baloney. We're still going to win. Any gut feeling?
My gut feeling is that in the state of Virginia, where the Democrats usually win by 10 to 12 points, that Terry McAuliffe is in a lot of trouble. And Terry McAuliffe is a friend of mine. But his problem isn't anything that he really caused. It's just kind of a reaction to a number of unfortunate circumstances, including the way we handled the what was supposed to be turning over the government in Afghanistan. And I think that he might pay the price for it. In New Jersey, Governor Murphy has an 11-point lead in the polls right now. I think that should be able to stand up. But his opponent, Jack Citarelli, he's a tough dude, and he's got some tough commercials. He's going right at him. But I think Murphy will sustain the challenge in New Jersey.
Well, we only have to wait a couple more days, and we'll know, I guess. So, you know, we shouldn't aggravate ourselves.
John, you mean you're not going to take my word for it?
I take your word. How's the song go? Que sera, sera, whatever will be, will be.
And you can't predict the future, and I'll bet you we'll be right back here next Sunday talking about one of those situations that went the opposite and why it did.
Governor Patterson, we have a few minutes left. What else would you like to talk about?
Well, I think now when we get past these elections, hopefully down in Washington, we've got to start really talking about working together and really demonstrating some respect for perhaps one issue at a time. That's usually the best compromise. So in terms of the infrastructure, we've got to start rebuilding the bridges and the tunnels and the highways of our country. You know, we had a big bridge fall down in Minnesota in 2007. Everybody thought it was the end of the world, but no one's done anything about it in 12 years since that time. So I'm just hoping
that we had a whole condominium fall down in Miami.
We sure did, and lost a whole lot of lives as a result of it. And we've got to address this. Some of the other issues can be discussed later on, but I think for the president to look like he's got some wins, he's got to find a way to isolate the infrastructure repair of the country from the other amenities that are important, and Democrats like myself believe in them. But it's hard when you have really no majority in the Senate. You just have the vote of the vice president if you need it to get that done. And you've got two Democratic senators that are not ready to vote yet, although they seem to have perhaps worked something out with the president.
Well, Governor Patterson, thank you for everything you've done for our city, our state, and God bless you and God bless America.
Well, God bless you, John, and God bless the 100 years of WABC.
Thank you.